Okay, guys, well done. Week 3 in the experience, the wound. This is the epicenter, really, to many, many of the dilemmas of our life, to much of what has shaped us into who we are. And it takes courage to enter in here. Now, because I focus on the father wound, I don't want to give the impression that that is the only wound, or even that that is the most significant wounding of your life. In this war-torn world, we take many, many wounds. Coaches, teachers, uncles, first girlfriends, mothers, best friends, spouses. We take a lot of wounds in this world. And it may be that going through this session, something else is presenting itself right now as a far more real, urgent, pressing wound than the ones that I raise. That's fine. Go with that. We focus on the father wound here because so much of the boy's search for love and validation does begin with dad. And many of you have done really good work in this area, and Jesus may take you around for another pass. He comes around with wounds that we've worked on, stories that we've worked on, memories, and he says, hey, let me back in there. Let's do a little more work together. And that is the core thing. Whatever it is that's opening up for you this week, the essential step that we are asking, inviting you to do is to give Jesus permission. Give him access. Open that up to him. The relationship, the wounding, the memory, the messages of it, the ways that it has shaped you. The first step in all of this is to say, Jesus, please come into this. I give you full access. I give you full permission. And then I think we need to pay attention also to how we feel about the boy inside. The young boy or the adolescent, the younger you. How does older you feel about younger you? Because we can continue the wounding and we can continue the isolation if we continue to push that part of us away. What we do is we express mercy, we express kindness and understanding, and we bless the boy within. We tell him we love him, we understand, we get it. Of course, younger you is hurting. He's not a source of shame. He's not a source of embarrassment. He's a really key part of your heart. Also, this is going to be a big help with all of your addictions, because the addictions are never the point. The question is, what are you medicating? You see, we're trying to soothe something when we turn to food, sex, the approval of others, you know, whatever it is. We are trying to medicate. The important thing is, what is it that we are trying to medicate? What's the wound beneath that? And so again, we give access. We say, Jesus, come into that. Show me. What is driving me here? And guys, I really want to encourage you to give this time. You know, the session's 18 minutes. This little audio is a few minutes. It probably took you 10, maybe 15 at the most to answer the questions. But fellas, we are talking about your soul, your heart, your life, your story. Give this some time this week. Give this some journaling. Give this some space. Feel. Grieve. You may need to get angry at first. That's okay. You may suddenly feel an enormous amount of emotion towards the people involved. That's okay. That's okay. Feel. Grieve. And invite Jesus in as you do that. Keep coming, Jesus. Come to the epicenter here. Bring me your healing love. And some of you, this may raise issues that you feel like you need to talk to somebody about. And I would really encourage you to look up a Christian counselor. it doesn't even need to be in your area. Many of them do it now by Zoom or by phone, online. All of us on the Wild at Heart team have seen a counselor at some point in our story. It's super helpful. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of inadequacy that you can't heal your own soul. Sometimes it takes the mediation of someone else. But what I want to say to you is, well done, guys. This is a journey that is so worth it. And you are not admitting weakness by going into your woundedness here. You are taking one of the most courageous steps of your life. Well done.